Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, June 17th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned, and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Biomex Inc. Breakthrough in treating antibiotic-resistant infections signals potential market shift. Biomex Inc., a biotech company, has made significant progress in treating antibiotic-resistant infections. Their Phase 2 clinical trial results for diabetic foot osteomyelitis and cystic fibrosis show promise, potentially positioning the company as a key player in this urgent medical challenge. Using bacteriophage therapy, Biomex has reduced ulcer size in diabetic foot patients and cleared chronic lung infections in cystic fibrosis patients. With the U.S. Defense Health Agency's funding and Wall Street analysts predicting a potential stock increase of over 3,000%, Biomex's innovative approach could revolutionize infectious disease treatment. As the global antibiotic resistance crisis continues to grow, Biomex's nature-based solution offers hope for a sustainable alternative to traditional antibiotics. With upcoming Phase 2b results and FDA discussions, Biomex is at a crucial juncture, providing not only financial opportunities for investors, but also a beacon of hope for patients worldwide. GeoVax highlights positive immune response results from GOCM04S1 in CLL patients at the European Hematology Association 2025 meeting. GeoVax Labs Inc. highlighted positive immune response results from GOCM04S1 in CLL patients at the 2025 European Hematology Association meeting. The Phase 2 trial showed superior T-cell responses compared to an mRNA vaccine in immunocompromised patients. GOCM04S1 induced enhanced T-cell responses and activation-induced markers, along with significant SARS-CoV-2 N-specific IgG and T-cell responses. The mRNA vaccine did not meet the primary immunogenicity endpoint, leading to further enrollment restrictions to the GOCM04S1 arm only. Both vaccines were well-tolerated, with no severe adverse events reported. GOCM4S1, a next-generation COVID-19 vaccine, aims to provide broader and more durable immunity by expressing spike and nucleocapsid proteins. It is currently being evaluated in 3 Phase 2 clinical trials targeting various patient populations, including immunocompromised individuals and healthy adults. Biomex stock could soar 3,000%, as this $10 million biotech cracks the superbug code, Wall Street says. Biomex Inc. has achieved groundbreaking clinical success using viruses to treat antibiotic-resistant infections, with Phase 2 results showing significant improvements in diabetic foot bone infections and cystic fibrosis. The company's approach using bacteriophages instead of antibiotics has garnered military funding and Wall Street attention. Analysts predict potential upside of over 3,000%, with a buy rating and price targets of $15 and $16. Biomex anticipates key catalysts in 2026, including Phase 2b results in cystic fibrosis. With validated data, military support, and significant market potential, Biomex offers investors exposure to phage therapy in the fight against antibiotic resistance.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.